This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on promoting round-the-year tourism in Uttarakhand to strengthen the economy and create jobs for the youth. Addressing a public meeting at Harshil in Uttarkashi district of the state today, Mr. Modi stressed on the need for diversification of the tourism sector in the state, appealing to the people to visit Uttarakhand in the winter season. The Prime Minister said there should be no off-season in the picturesque hill state. He said it will allow visitors to experience the state's divine landscapes. Highlighting the state's winter beauty, Prime Minister Modi noted that vacant hotels during the season cause economic imbalance, even though winter showcases Uttarakhand's true charm. The Prime Minister also outlined major infrastructure projects approved for the state.
उत्तराखंड के लिए केंद्र सरकार ने बहुत बड़े निर्णय लिए हैं। कल केंद्रीय कैबिनेट ने केदारनाथ रोपवे प्रोजेक्ट और हेमकुंड रोपवे प्रोजेक्ट को मंजूरी दे दी है। केदारनाथ रोपवे बनने के बाद जो यात्रा 8 से 9 घंटे में पूरी होती है, अब उसे लगभग 30 मिनट में पूरा किया जाएगा।
Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister flagged off a trek and bike rally in Harshil as part of efforts to promote tourism and boost the local economy. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has emphasised the importance of preventive and promotive healthcare in building a healthy and fit India. Citing the wisdom of ancient Indian medical pioneers like Charak, Sushrut and Lord Dhanvantari, he highlighted the country's rich healthcare legacy. Dr. Mandaviya said this while addressing a seminar on health challenges and healthy lifestyle in Faridabad, Haryana. The minister also stressed the significance of meditation, yoga and fasting as key components of preventive health care. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that in order to build a progressive society, citizens must free themselves from untouchability, caste-based discrimination and inequalities. Addressing the Lok Mata Ahilyabai Holkar Mahila Samman in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the goal is to create a society based on equality where no one is considered superior or inferior. He added that every citizen should believe that a person's worth is not determined by their caste, religion, language or gender, but by their virtues. On the occasion, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, highlighted several initiatives being implemented by the government for the welfare of the society. The Enforcement Directorate ED searched multiple locations as part of a money laundering investigation against the Social Democratic Party of India, SDPI, today. The directorate conducted its search at the SDPI headquarters in New Delhi, Kerala, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. In Uttar Pradesh, an active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International, BKI, with alleged links to Pakistan's ISI, was arrested from Kaushambi district in the early hours today in a joint operation by state's Special Task Force and Punjab Police. Briefing media about the successful joint operation, Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said the arrested terrorist works for the head of the Germany-based module of Babbar Khalsa International, Swarn Singh alias Jeevan Fauji, and is in direct touch with Pakistan-based ISI operators. UP's Special Task Force has recovered some explosive material and illegal arms from the terrorist. India has condemned the security breach by separatists and extremists during the visit of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to the UK. The External Affairs Ministry, in a statement, called it provocative activities of a small group of separatists and extremists. It said that India has deplored these actions and it is the misuse of democratic freedom by such elements. It further added that they expect the host government in such cases to fully live up to their diplomatic obligations. In Indian Super League football, Hyderabad FC will clash against Punjab FC at 7:30 p.m. today in Gachi Bawali Stadium in Hyderabad. Odisha FC defeated Jamshedpur FC 3-2 at the GRD Tata Sports Complex yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.